With GPB Savannah News, I'm Emily Jones. The Savannah City Council is set to vote today on a new development in the city's Starland District. The Savannah Morning News reports the $40 million Starland Village proposal calls for 2 5-story apartment complexes, retail space, and an event venue inside a former church. The council today will consider zoning changes to allow the development on Bull Street between 37th and 39th Streets. The project has gotten a mixed reaction from residents of the area. Supporters say the corridor is underdeveloped, and they hope the development will increase property values and help decrease crime. But opponents say the project is out of scale with the surrounding neighborhood. They also worry it will pave the way for more large-scale structures in the area. Brunswick city officials are standing by plans to build a conference center downtown despite criticism over a budget shortfall. The Brunswick News reports there's about $3 million in local sales tax revenue available for the project, but the city commission has directed architects to design an $8 million facility. Mayor Cornell Harvey says the city is actively seeking other funding. Brunswick's Urban Redevelopment Agency voted this week to hire a consultant to study the project's feasibility. And a Superior Court judge says it's up to Glynn County whether or not to enforce short-term vacation rental rules. A case challenging some short-term rentals on St. Simon's Island was dismissed earlier this month. It was filed against Glynn County by a King City resident who alleges the county is not enforcing zoning restrictions. Judge Stephen Kelly says the courts can't make counties enforce ordinances and codes. He suggests the property owner could be held accountable instead. For GPB Savannah, I'm Emily Jones.